Okay, if we're holding a bow basra, so we did a shlugel here. Let's take a look. Which gemara is negeya? Mechias amolik in bow basra. The two gemaras actually. One with nothing to do. One we look at. The one we say amolik in bow basra. No, that's a bad one. Amolik simen. Amolik simen. Amolik simen. Yeah. That one nothing to do. Take a look at Moyachva. That's what I was. It's a very shred of Moyachva here. Very shred of all reasons. The Gemara talks about the Sugis, the Tremis Achrayis, it's on the Mlamdim, Mlamedavdike, Befad, but all Mlamdim, Bechlam. All Mlamdim. The Gemara says, שבת שקיים את האור אור, בואו מחופל ומאוף. תוסיף גישוי של שש חדוש עם יושב שם יויוב וכל ישראל, את הכריס כל זוכר באדום. They wiped out all the זוכרים in אדום. כי אושר קמי, the דובית אומר לי, מה איתה מובן את הוכי? והשתם ואשי סייה שלו, יחבק דס אין הקייביס. You only kill the males, not the females. אומר לי, תוסיף, תמחה אס, הפרט הזה תביא את זוכר המולק. Tim Rez Zoch HaMolek, says kill the Zchorim in HaMolek. Om Lei Vonan. Either Zecher or Zecher. I mean, it says whatever we're supposed to say. The punctuation here is whatever we're supposed to read tomorrow. So the Bach says, the Bach Weiss says, the Bach in his best medrash read with the Tzera. Zecher, Kirinan. The Rashba, the two damages are this, the two Zastira the Pine Veloshin in Hago on this one of the few advice that Pine Veloshin had on one of the critiques that he had on what's it called, on Meister Rav. It says in Meister Rav that the Goyim read one way and Pine Veloshin says, Bahir me the other way. Which way does it say? It says the Goyim read says I think it says Zeich and Pine Veloshin says I heard Zecher. That's what it says?
Sure, we said it.
What?
I said it yesterday.
Yeah, it says in the Pneum Zeich and he says I heard Zecher. Yeah. You see from this one thing, he didn't read it twice, that's for sure. The guy did not read the Pasuk twice. He read it once. Well, these ideas at the same time, at different times, basically. Yeah, so the Bach here said, punctuate Zecher, the Rashbo, the Rashbo says Zecher, and he says Segel. It doesn't make three dots, it makes it a bit Segel, right? It was Samach Gilman, Bob Ram, in the Hemshech of the Gemara. So that says the Rashbo read Zecher, no. Okay, back upon him. So, of Anan, Zecher Kivinin Lei, or Zecher Kivinin Lei, or Malay, Anan, Zocher Akun. When I was learning, in Cheder, I said Zocher. Or they taught me to say Zocher. Ozo Shaile Le Rabbe, O Malay, Hecha Krisen, how do you teach? O Malay, this is again, Zain Chovresh. So here's like this, here's the Sam, the Shaile. The portion of the Gemara is that the Mlambe told him, I taught you Zohar the way you said, and therefore what happened was, so we understand what happened. Koponim says that Shokas of Syria limit delay, took a sword and wanted to kill him, but teaching him the wrong way. Omalay, Amai, Omalay, Amai, Omalay, 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 it's not at the end, Akubonim. The Rashman, the Ritva say, that's okay. The Mlama said, I said Zecher, I told you good. I forgive, pardon the English. I told you the right way. I taught you Zecher, or Zecher. So what do I want to kill him for? They're going on this Zecher that the Mlama told me about. Omale, hey, hey, we know Omale Zecher, but Segel. Oh, what did the book say? Claim love is also the comments. Alright, okay. Yeah. Shamalami like Pasha Bikrosi. Ella Vashko Chosle. But he didn't listen to what he was saying over. When he said it in the Kito, how big was the Kito? There were 25 Kito, I think it says. So the Rebbe had listened to each one. And he didn't catch it, he made a mistake. So if not catching, he made a mistake, he wanted to kill him. Hamamid loy pasha lo bikos, they didn't make a mistake in teaching. Ella bashka chosoi. Shalo yishkiya cholov shutayo machlit kriosoi. After a fellow, that the Ahmed was the same thing. They told him the right way, but they didn't listen to him. And the Shah was Nagel in the Nenu. I mean, this Nagel in the Nenu always. It's a fighting Gemara. Especially according to Rashi. And if you made a mistake, also it's Rashi. Not also. It's in Kosh again. Now say, what's Tanne Gemara? The Gemara is a Pliya Gedoyla, right? He was the Muhammad Edom. And so the Shagotai was the Pasuk of Timcha Zeich HaMolek. What's the blue anything? What's the connection? What's the fact? It's a Mashal already, among the other classes, Mashal has this classes too. Yes, a doctor. First of all, he says, in Yoyo of Hito Rabbi, Koisos Haimai, Bemei To, okay, Akasha, yeah, Nish. He learned the wrong Ivri in Cheder, but a lot of other Yidden there, they didn't all make the same mistakes. We were there. Alright, Akasha, yeah. Nivoid, so Melech Cheder, Chiloyoda Echod Misal Maisa Shol, that was very recent event. Message shows so he should like meta vatsoin venenash. No, imishum ho. The emissary is imishum ho. Kondram is not such a kasha. Why not? Kondram is not such a kasha. Kondram is not such a kasha. Kondram is not such a kasha. Why? What do I mean? And here we'll take you of a stick with the we just say over there. What? No. Because the Ram doesn't make down. The Ram doesn't make down the mitzvah. The Russian Chumash says Timcha Zeich HaMolek, not leave over behemoth. The Chumash of Chumash before. Rashi Taka says Meish ve'adisha me'ilu v'adyenek. That's the pasuk in after Meshov ve'adse. This is the text of Timcha Zeich HaMolek. For Yeh Shem HaMolek Nizka Filo HaBehemi. Loim HaBehemi Zusha HaMolek Oysa. That's the Kondor Rashi. The Kondor Rashi is Taki Kashi. The Kondor Rashi is Shol neglected to become the Echelik of the Yiki Mitzvah. He left over Meitav HaTzayim. Meitav HaTzayim. But the Ram doesn't bring it down. The Ram just says that doesn't bring down the Yad B'chav Mitzvah of Abi Zeich HaMolek to kill the Behemis. So Kondor Ram was the Hayu HaShol. When Shol Taki told When Shmuel Novi told Shol, Meshov v'aseh megomo v'ad chamo, it was a real Shol. And he was Ivan Divinovi only, he says. It wasn't about the Mitzvah Esther when he left over. Agag, yeah, but he left over the Mak Kol HaBok, because there was no, was Ivan Divinovu. But so, Kondram is not such a kasha. How come the. So, what's such a kasha? The show lost him Lucha, not because he wasn't kind of. Because of the Bok of Israel was Ivan Divinovi. Anyway, right in the Masho. Gam David achuchein oyhaylam shol v'edom yeshol netzivim. David had to do with Edom and he killed out everybody. Lomo lo chimimem chumash netzav v'shol. V'nir el finyon he says that there's no mitzvah to kill the mitzvah. Our mitzvah is only to kill a molek. The timchas eich a molek. I mean, he said that v'nir kilu is saying a chiddush. So l'chaim it's possible like that. The mitzvah is only to kill a molek. There's no mitzvah to kill Edom to wipe out Edom. V'osi lovoi. The part that we said before, well, you saw it, Lubei say so. But then, because Baruch will do that. Shema Volu Meshim Atzir. The Lossi Lova, the way it's Hashem Amlucha, but not Bizman Azeh. So, Im Kain, Azeh Shem Achom, Ashrael Lo Badoim, Lahoy Elo Mechemes Vishuls. And if there was no Klai Shol, there was no time in them, then Mechit Esh should do anything. Mechit Esh should object if Yerv didn't kill the Nekevis. But David wanted to know why Well, was there a reason, Bedafka, why he didn't kill the Nekevis? He said because he learned from Mechamas Amolek. Just like Mechamas Amolek, no miss someone to kill Chom, not to kill Nekevis, so too, Mechamas Edoim, actually, with Chavah Chom, Madoch, Mechamas Amolek, which is Mechamas Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is only to kill Chom, not Nekevis, because he came Mechamas Rishlusa to kill Edoim. He made a mistake. If he made a mistake, then Dover had time to him. If the Chavah Chom is moving, it's wrong, because in Amolek, Mitzvah is to kill everybody. That's my closest part. It's a dying tzorchin a little bit. What's Good. My closest. He makes an assumption here that Yair learned to come home from Amalek. I don't know, but it's a. But derech efshor. There's a lashon Rambam that nobody really knows pshat in. But I'm not saying not pshat, but upon him, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos says. Hey, do the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, he says, the modern lotion. He says, Shetzivon ul hach v'zer Amalek b'vad mishar zer Esav. Zechom in the cave, it's a kitana b'gdel. It's a mishar zer Esav. Oh, what the... what mishar zer Esav. Among all the other offspring of Esav, the mitzvah is to kill only Amalek. Who's it not yet? Mechit Esav. That's what I can't tell you. I don't know what the pshat of them is. I don't know, but maybe not. I'm not saying pshat, but maybe has a shaychus. Maybe the shaychus that I'm zamul chom meshaych the esof. That's how the echel mashal. I'm zamul chom and chom of timche zeche shaych the esof. Really, now the mitzvah is only by zera molek, but actually when Yoav was fighting Edom, if and when one is fighting Edom, so then the two of the mechoma. As opposed to the other milchomers in which the Torah says how to fight them, Torah in the end of Pasuk Shavtim says, the milchomers of Shulah, just give a close chul of Yichorev, and you make everybody Masoivit, Masoivit. The Tzuv of milchomer with Edom is different Tzuv of milchomer. Tzuv of milchomer is here where the Torah says, Timcha Zecher. But it's not a mitzvah, but even when one engages with such milchomer, it goes with those Gedorim. Ula, maybe, that's the Rechemsh. All right, let's take a look a little bit. The Rambam Hilchos Melachim. What's that here? We speak about every year, but still, I'm thinking. Okay, here in the sentence. Mitzvah Zatzel Hachrim Shiva Amim Shalom Hachrim Tachimim. The mitzvah to destroy the Shiva Amimim. Parakeim Yechus Malochim Malach Adalit. Kol Shabol Yod Echot Mehem Lehogoy Oiver Beloy Sase. Remember, was a chayik on the shama. So they're not saying the voice answer. For over the zikrum, says the mama. The nom for over the zikrum. The zecher, not the chorum, the zecher has been lost. It's lost. The nom was I know. Why not? Where are they? What happened to them? So the Advat says, "Kishabas and Chayiv will build Bolas Olam." So according to the Advat, as of when was over Zichu in effect, from the times of the Chayiv, the Chayiv came towards the end of Bais Rishon, and Bilbo caused Kol Umes. So because of his Bilbo was all almost perfected. Mitzvah Dot and the Gemara says he won't. So too knows no more Zaynamin. Right, then you have the Och Hed Ramatinus. V'chein, Mitzvah Zaseh La'abed Zecha Amolek, Shnei Matim Chazecha Amolek. Mrs. Essay was caught home in Mesa Varoim Vari Vosri. This is the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. It's a mitzvah to remember. We'll also talk about this. First, this got Tomid Meisav Haroim Ba'arivosa. Arivosa means that he ambushed us. So we say that it was an ambush. We say there was that Amalek set up an ambush for Chayisol. What does it say? Vayavar Amalek, Vaylocha v'misal v'fridim. What does it say? It was an arevo. Yeah, what does it say?
Came from the back.
Came from the back. So he attacked the end of the machne. Shapol don horno. Yeah, Rashi says that Mefurish in Novi. The Haftarah says actually somewhere about Derech. Somewhere about Derech means to ambush, to trap. For Kadat the Esa Shavasa Amol Gisela Asher Somloi Ba Derech Ba Loisa Min Sain. Okay, so and then the mitzvah is to remember that too. Not just to read, you have to remember that it was somewhere there. Chagam etzam nichlan psukim. And fakert adraba. How we mekayim it? How we mekayim this? Let's go avivosa by reading the three psukim in Kisaytse. We'll soon see. Today lo'ir avivosa. We'll come back to that question in a minute. We know that. The Purim of the Rambam says today is not just. It's not time of mitzvah. This is the heft of the mitzvah. Called Rambam. Kedei lo oyer evosai to be oyer the sinner, because the mitzvah is to keep the sinner burning, to enable us to be mekayim. Also to enable us to be mekayim the mitzvah of timche. Shneema zocher eis asher osel chol molag. Piyash mulam do zocher bepe latitzkach beleiv. So also the lishkach evosai zinosa. The three mitzvahs pertaining to molag timche. See the Zohar and Leitishkach. Leitishkach is a love. Also, Leitishkach is a love.
It's all for Timcha?
Oh. So, Pashtus, the Raman Gdil Oyer Evosoi is. Now, let's see what he says about the Chiro here. In Sefer Mitzvahs. Mitzvah is marich. There's more richos in Sefer Mitzvah than there is in the Yad. So Tzivanu Lizko Mashalosa Lonu Amole in Kuf Beites V'Hakdima Il Hora Lonu V'Lisno Eishah B'Chol Eish to always have a sin of him U'Noira Anafoshos to be Moira B'Mamorim by giving groshes L'Lochem Boi. The purpose is to be Moira to get them to get the Yidin to Klai so to fight to wipe him out. So the purpose of the sin is not a sin of. But this is the chetins of bringing to the ability to timchayim timcha zeche. Nizarei zohom lisno yosei ashla nishkach ashla tishochach hamitzvah v'lo yitichol eshinosei v'tichose me'anfoses im oich hazman. Hu omo yisal zohom yosei asher osa lucho amole yocha bevolto kshoymer shoymer tishkach harei shichas alei v'omo zigmorin is a toreskainin gingo b'chokoysei. Umani mikhaim zocho shat hei sinosa yoshene beficho. Shat hei shene beficho derech agav. You have the same aloch, same aloch in the beginning of Kukosai. Says in Torah's Kenim three things. It says about zocho is a shavosh Hashem gechel miyom. And zocho is yem shavos. Says so about shat hei shene beficho. Shat hei shene beficho. So there, the Ravid, not the Parish of Rashbam, it's not from the Rashbam, the Parish of Ravid, I think from the Ravid. So, Asher Tei Shani Beficho, so the Ravid says, what's Shani Beficho? Not just to read the Pasha. Hadig Mo says in Megillah, not if you sign. But Asher Tei Shani Beficho, the Ravid says to learn from Masechah's Megillah, it was in Mishnah, he went, Shani Beficho. So learning Masechah's Megillah, going to the Ravid, as a Shaykh with the Mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. And to learn Masechah's Megillah, as I say in the Ravid, in Zechiras, זוכר יש השבוע שהשם גחל מיון אז יוכל בלב שאומר רק ישומר is ישומר בן הקצרה סגמר says and it says is לא נגוים סיד נגוים בוים הלוש נאור and מיון was נהן נשו דן so that's the key of זוכר it's half of a fellow what's up chan so be שלוימו look I'm Megill and Mela a little bit it's a little bit has to do with the poem and Chisamolik Doris Lamodchai it's a little bit B'Shni Yazocha then you have Mishnah at the end of B'Shni Yazocha it's a lot of Megill has nothing to do you have to know what the Shaykh is and the Goyim what's the Goyim to do Losh Mover but why is it that job if somebody learns again in Megill you need to know what the Shaykh is of B'nai Yair and if you use the Torah to Tazchir Samolik it's Orin that comes in mind and what's the shy and the goyim basically since the goyim bomb a lot in horror so part of the zechiro is that the noyuch is the goyim noyuch is the goyim they say the I don't know if it's true or not they say the many the edelich gdolim the gdolim mam is a great stature that before they became a mitzvah they say it was done with Voloshinim before they became any mitzvah they learned all the anything in the game tell you before that it's time so he learned the shochnor or chayim shochnor it's time to say about the Kotzke, the Kotzke did too, he was the Bahochiv doing it. So before he put on Tulin every day, so he went, the Sugyas, he went over in his mind, the Sugyas. He went over the Sugyas, and the weird Sugyas. You think it's not how long the thing it took him to go over the Sugyas? It's a few blood in the Menoches, so if you know about Pen, you do it every day, so you go through it like this. It's an Anenu, it's an Anenu, I give an Adrian P.A.D. Is my name in our tkufa outdoor already? There was one of the Yidden that was tremendous Bikim, one of the biggest Bikim in our time. It was Pinchas Yishma. He was involved in Montreal. So we never heard of him by now. Tremendous Boki. He had Kotor Kum in front of the Mamish. And so he told somebody, and I heard from the person, he said, people think I have a good memory. This is what he said. My Ivan Vasanusa didn't understand. People think I have a good memory. He said, it's true, he said. But every Shabbos, don't have all Shabbos, I have to three Masechtim. So what's the big deal if I remember Boki, if I know? So if I'm ready to say it's not safe, I'm going to learn more. And soon he's more Shia, three Masechtim. Three Masechtim. It's not Masechtim, it's Tomid. In Midas. It's not three Masechtim. So Shaykh to do. Anyway, by the Kotzker, so the Kotzker said like this. He said every day before he put on Tfilin, he said, if Chazal HaDosh and put the Ichos Tfilin in the third paragraph of Menochis, so why says Menoches as a Shaychis to Tfilin as Shaychis to Menoches and Menoches Paket, Menoches as a Shaychis to Menoches Tfilin. So part of his Achonov and Tfilin was learning how you went over the Homer Shaychis Menoches every day. So Negoim, so it's easier to hear Negoim as a Shaychis to Rosh Noah, so it's a Mitzayim Zohar, so it's Shaychis to Fichu, to Homer Shaychis Negoim. Yeah, I call him like this. What's missing in the Rambam is like this. It doesn't say in the Rambam, neither in Yad, nor in Sefer Mitzvahs, that the oifen of being mekayim the mitzvahs that take out of Sefer Torah and three passes off. The Mamre says, boilate, mohit. Right? Blatantly, it's not there. It's not there. And now it's not there. Passage is not yet. Passage is not yet. Rambam learned, not like Rabban says in Chumash that Shnir Zohar. Rabban says in Kiseitse, that if Zohar means Sefer Torah, so im came B'Shnir Zohar, about the tomorrow when Mitzvahim is the king of the Raisa, with Bali Tais, with Zichan Emdon, right? Bali Tais is a few places, the Rosh. They suddenly learn like that. The Kriya Pasha Zohar, Shulchan Aruch, it's the Kriya the Raisa, Kriya Tari the Raisa, Pasha Zohar. That's men, the way we should have like that. Rabban was mistaken. The Rambam, by says, is Zichan Aruch again. According to Rambam, it's a mitzvah tmidis to speak about. Here's a Zohar Bepeh. Here's a Stamba, a day my morning, to talk about a Molech. To talk about Amalek, to Mele, the question we asked before, so how, by reading a three psukim, how you make a mitzvah to remember the Arivosoi and the Hegdimoi is not Kasha Bechal. Okay, I don't know. The friend of Rambam, I mean, we don't three psukim with five different kriyas, with the Temonish kriya and the Svarish kriya and everything else. Could be time having mitzvah Bechal, according to Rambam. You're talking about it. He's too involved in the kriyas. He doesn't talk about a rivosa. There wasn't time to miss it. That's what she doesn't remember.
Another issue: why is
what? Because the Gemara says in Megillah. Because the Kashri is. So the Kashi is against the Gemara, that's the problem. Okay. Call up out of Yudhes. Yudhes. Call up Eliot from Minola, number of them. As is the Hiva, the Hiva. See, Bach, your Melanie's Gori. See, Bach, some say, this is the conversation. Mal, I'm a safer conversation. We might hide the Hiva, Kriya, he. I know that this Gori means Kriya, Dilma, Ian Balmo, was Agadaido, and being Christianim. The son is Zocher, the Zocher, my Esa, she was a Lamar, Yocher, believe. So Pashtos, the Pashtos of the Gemara is Zocher Bepeh, and Zocher is Besefer, from the Zocher Bepeh Besefer, from the Zocher Bamolek, you will not to Kriyas Megillah, Kol HaPel Yosef, that's the Pashtos of the Gemara here. You have to be Matzchik and Moid, according to Rambam. You now tell us this. It tells why the Rambam says for over zichron by zayin amimin. He then says for over zichron by molik. That's why not. If Sancheiv came and was in Bilbo Asylum, then some molik is b'chol. I believe it that in Sefer Yisrael, I didn't look up now, but in the end of the Sefer Mitzvah Akosah, the Chavos Chaim, or Sefer Mitzvah Akosah, the Mashmos is that that since ain't the Hashem Shalom, ain't the Kisei Shalom, as we mocha Zecha Shalom Molek, they can't meet that the Mitzvah won't be Mekuyim to the end of Zecha Molek. It has to be forget that the mitzvah will be shy, will shy to be time to the very end in order to restore the Hashem and the Kisa. Okay. The Meisa, I always say the Rambam in Yad really answers the question. In the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvah, I mean, answers the question. And it gives a different tarot. Not a tarot. You see something different from the Rambam. It's very interesting here. In Kuf Pei Zayin, Zeva Mitzvahs, we talk about the Mitzvah Lai of Shiva Amamim. So let's read, we have to read a few lines here. Ula Yachshoiv, the big of Yichus, we learned it more than once in the past. Ula Yachshoiv Cheshev, the Zayis Mitzvah Shein and Hekes and Udaris. He asked Shal, why does he count Timche, the Hachrim, and Tachrimim, as a Mitzvah Udaris? In Lucharis and Mitzvah Shoah, the one of the Shaloshim of the Rambam is, and the Mitzvah Shoah is not Nichlal in Minyan Tayyag. This is a Mitzvah whose time came to an end. What's an example of a Mitzvah's time came to an end? Like Nahim Tikka Pasha, the Chanukah Zamishkun. Right? The Zadova, the Chinuch Be'arwin, those specific Mitzvahs of the Chanukah Zamishkun, that was a Mitzvah of Shoah Mamish. It wasn't like the Doris, that's why the Rambam doesn't include it. Many Lewis of Alas Akhoydish also had to do the CS Caleb. Those are mitzvahs that were limited in time. So I ask the question, if the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrim is limited in time, so why is it warrant inclusion in the meaning of Tayyad? So he says it's a mistake. Because the Achash Shiva Amim Kva Ovdu, they're not around anymore. So the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrim is the mitzvah of Shoah. Because there's Omnum Yahshua Gosha Michel Haven Indian Minag Noigudoris. Many Logodoris. Only Sam doesn't understand what it means, Logodoris, Nalogodoris, the contrast between the Shon and Doris can ask such a question. Because the Hatsibish edition of Magia Tachlisai, well, Yema Boy, any Logodoris, Havu, who Noig Behold Dorish, Yimsabay of Shores, Adova, who says there's a difference between a mitzvah that was milchachile, that was epiore, milchachile limited to a specific time, and when the time is over, the mitzvah is not the gain anymore, it's not relevant anymore. That's a mitzvah shor. Those are the examples we mentioned before. But there's a difference between a mitzvah that was mekuyim, they reached its tachlis, they reached the tachlis, and that's why it's not shachim kuyim to time anymore. That's a mitzvah of doris. There's no built-in time limit. The limit of the mitzvah, what makes it not relevant anymore, is the fact that we're carrying the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of doris. And he gives an example. What's going to be a mitzvah that's going to reach its tachlis, or reach its ultimate completion, and then it won't be able to time it anymore, but avad is a mitzvah that's not the doris, says Rambam. And the example he cites is Mechias HaMolek. It's not as a blowing flushing. Hatach Shoif. Will you think, She'abed Hashem Yisrael Zer HaMolek V'achriseu Ad Achrisei? When the time comes, that Mocho Yemche, Gosh Baruch Hu B'Moiche, Zer HaMolek, and will destroy HaMolek Ad Achrisei to the very last one, Kimer She'yeh V'mheu V'yemeinu, we're waiting for that day to come, Kimer She'eftiroch Oysan L'bar Moek Yemocho Yemche Zer HaMolek, Einu Odoris. Well, some people think that since there will come a time, there will be a time eventually which Amalek will be taken nimche. So for that reason, it's not a mitzvah doris. Zela yoma, nobody will say that. I will noig b'chol dov v'dov. It's noig in each and every generation. The mitzvah of tim chazeich Amalek calls the man shenimtzom mizem Amalek mitzvah lachrisay. Any time you find a descendant of Amalek, it's a mitzvah to kill him. Good. So what Ram says, an example of not over Zichron, the mitzvah to continue is still relevant in his time and our time, because we haven't reached the Moch Emche yet, is Echa Molek. So for sure, was a Molek over Zichron? The answer is for sure not. What happened to Sarant Sanchev? Came then Sanchev come in Bilbo Sumis? Look right to Ram. So it's Bechain, let's come back to the original Kasha. The mitzvah of Shivamim is not relevant anymore because they are over Zichron. So now we come back to the question, he's answering the question. Does that mean that Shiva Amim is not the mitzvah of Doris? The answer is no. Why? Because Zarek Shiva Amim Ulabdom is a tzivoy in a savinu boy, Vumachamis mitzvah. When Achnum Suvim were commanded, Lachate to dig Achareim, to search for them, to reward for them, behold over dog, actually Yichlu, Borishom Emish, to search after the Zain Amim, the Kanani, and his brothers and cousins, till there's nobody left. Vechaino Sinu, we did that. Adashatamu v'nichrisul b'mei David. We did it. Klai Shalosh Mekayim v'mitzvah. When b'mei David? Who's against the Revaz? Who's against the Revaz? Revaz against the Revaz and mitzvah. So that's in Chayv. The time of the mitzvah ended. That was in Chayv when it became impossible to Mekayim, but rather with David. It's a very big difference. The Kohen Revaz, of course, it's not Shandramba, but the Kohen Revaz is Havonah. So it's an oinus in the Kiyim of mitzvah. It's like somebody that lost it, has one Zayis Matzah, for the night of Pesach, and he lost it. So it's an oinus, they came in mitzvah. So there were a few Canadian left, until a few, I don't know, acquaint him, until Sancheir, but then they got lost. Somebody lost his aspect. So he's an oinus, and they came in mitzvah. And there's no chance of getting it back. So the mitzvah is, practically speaking, is finished. That's according to my boss. The Rambam is whole different approach. He said, the mitzvah is mekuyim b'tachlis ha-shleimus, with man David. We did everything, and we're finished with him. But forget, the mitzvah was mekuyim. That doesn't mean it wasn't a mitzvah with Doris. It was. And the chayim has seen the answer, Tamu, v'nichas, we made David, v'nispazru, and but listen to Loshen Rambam. It's very, very interesting. Nispazru, ha-nishorim, the few, the remnants were spread out, v'nisavu, b'umais, ha-shul, nishar, bohem, shoyish. And then he continues with Yonah. So, lo ba'vush, ha-nichas, l'tiyah, mitzvah, sh'nasabin, l'hobam, b'idu, nechaz, Doris. Just because we finished with them, doesn't mean that mitzvah, because man was knowing, was not a mitzvah of Doris, it was b'chal ta'ayim mitzvahs. Even after Chloysen v'abdom. B'nei she'elo mitzvahs, enum nikshoros b'zman, lo yimokom yuchot. There was no milchachil time limit, no hagbolo, with the gimel, no hagbolo in zman to the mitzvah. The mitzvah was kol zman d'shayach. Kol zman sh'yimso, sh'yiyav sho b'yat z'yivu yuhu. Fine. But what did Rambam say? What happened with Man David? The very last descendant of Canaan, was killed? No. Nispazul tag over zichum. Over zichum means not they were destroyed. Over zichum means we lost track of them. They were totally, they were simulated, literally. Nisavu beumes ashul nishalem b'hem service. So mele, so didn't that happen with the Molech? Amalek, next mitzvah, and but he said it already. Amalek is not like that. Amalek is still around. Where are they? So Tzivon Lachem is there. Amalek, Bevad, Mishal, Zera, Esau, Vizchom, and Kavis. It's Anir is like this. It's like this. The Rambam Kanir learned. The Rambam learned the difference in the chefs of the mitzvah between Zayin Amimim and Amalek. Because Zayin Amimim, he didn't say it became impossible. We were kind of the mitzvah of B'tachos HaShlemus. According to the Rambam, it's like this. The mitzvah of Hachrim, Tachrim, Bezayin Amim is to destroy all these descendants of Canaan that have the national identity of Canaan and the other six Umos. If you killed all the, everybody calls them out, there was a nation called Canaan, Shikim, Prince of Musa, Goshi. So then the mitzvah was to kill all, any of them, and anybody who belongs to that nation. Even if he's in China or in America, a Canaan, wherever he is, calls them out, there's Zayin Amim in existence. So there's a mitzvah to kill them. But once most of them are wiped out, and the remnants, the remaining Canaanim, who were nispazu and were integrated and assimilated into the Umos Olam, so the nations, those seven nations, were totally destroyed. Their national identity was destroyed by Bizman Dovid and Ezek Dovid. So the mitzvah was Mekuyim B'Shleimus, because those that remain, there's no mitzvah to kill them anymore. But even that, we're not in Oynis Legabe, we're not potter from killing them. Because there's an oynus and chorav patria, we can't find them, we can't identify them. Even if you do a DNA test and find who is a descendant of Canaan, there's no mitzvah to kill him, because he's not a Canaanite anymore. He's an American, or he's a Chinaman, he's not a Canaanite. So that's the Shita Sarava. That's interesting. So Chinuch, I don't know where Chinuch and this mitzvah says that the Canaanite will pop up, because my name is there, it's the mitzvah to kill him. So even Chinuch, he doesn't say about Amalek, he says about Canaanite. Amalek is a Sam called Bol Yodot. The Knani will pop up. So my says, so what's the time in the Chino? So either he didn't understand like this, like, or maybe if that is, if he pops up and he identifies himself as being a Knani, like an Indian, the Indians today, they identify themselves as being Indian, so they want to be interested in continuing the national heritage. So it means if a Knani will pop up and say he's an enemy of Knan and presents himself, he wants to claim a seat in the United Nations, so then if I can't, the mission, go kill him, because he came back, he's a Knani. But otherwise, if he just says he takes out a sefer yuchsin, he wants to get shishi because he's a big yuchus, but he's an American and he's Turkey on Thanksgiving, then there's no mitzvah to kill him. Mashenke and Amalek, the mitzvah has nothing to do with the national identification, it has to do with the biological descendants of Amalek. That's the time of Rambam. That's why there's no over zichron, because they see zichron around. Today we can't identify them. That's an oinus. That's a chesan echitimse. It's not the mitzvah. That's why that's the Ovad Zichron. Ovad Zichron is not a halacha. Ovad Zichron in Kanani is what you call a lach statement. The mitzvah is finished. That's what he said. That's what he says. So the kasha, why does it say by Molech? First of all, it's not true. It's not Ovad Zichron. And the reason is, even according to one of the, even if we can't find them, it doesn't make a difference. They will eventually surface, like the Chofetz Chaim said, and they'll all be wiped out. Like Rambam says. The Rambam says, hey, we remain, we're waiting for that day. When they'll be wiped out, there'll be Hashem Sholem and Kisei Sholem. And Bechlal, the types of Ovad Zichron and Kanan doesn't mean we can't find them. It means that the Ovad, they'll destroy Tapia. To feel what the Torah says, Mashenki and Amalek is totally in the. That could be what the Ulai. Ulai is another. It's not a stereo. What Ram says in same here, Tapia, Mizera Esau Bilvad. Not totally in national identity. It's totally on Lachu, Zera, Molek, Bilvad, Mishah, Zera Esau. It's totally on the Poshet and the lineage. Anybody comes from Amalek, and who's Amalek? One of the Enikos of Esau. Not totally on whether they're living in the land, not totally whether they have a flag, or anything. Not totally in any kind of national identity. As opposed to Canaan, which is totally in that. That's how it could be in the call of the Pshat Mamish. Why the Rambam says Mizera Esau? That's the only distinguishing feature you have to know about them. That Zera Esau. Zel, they're mitzvahs to kill them. And they're still around. And the Ad Midor Dor, that Michilta says, Dor shall. Yeshua, Dorish Mordechai, Dorish shall the Mesa Mashiach. So Mesa will be Mekuyim, the Mesa Mashiach. Maybe
you have to come from other kids of Esau.
What? Now I'm saying, it's telling me, they're telling me that the only, that the one and only distinguishing feature of a Malik is that it came from a Malik who was an Enigal Vesel, as opposed to Canaan, which has to do with the Shem Umar.
There's another, from another descent of Vesel, other
children. No, Chas HaShalom, only a Malik. Only a Malik, nobody else. This is a Malik. Chaim is a Malik. Alright, just, I mean, all this fancy talk. So one thing we learned according to Rambam, the pastor is not the Kima Mitzvah, but the Oyre Ebo says, yeah, the Kima Mitzvah according to Rambam. But the Iger is what? The Iger is the according to Rishonim, and not to forget it, according to Rishonim, a Mitzvah which to be Yaitzah was Shemek Oynim. And if you're not that passing like that, they do, you have to understand what it's saying. You don't understand, except for Megillah, which goes to Otto Anan, the Hashon of Nehrochim. Me at the end, we don't know. Mr. Megillah Yotze without understanding every word. But we Yotze Shmei Kain, you have to understand every word. So you make sure you understand every word. And Eitanach Becho, Nachsholim Acharecho, Oye Vegeya, who's Oye Vegeya? We've told him, I know that's Likuba. So the Yotze Shmei Kain, Kavana Shmei Mashmi, you have to understand the words. And we have to make sure the task says need to be Yotze with the Brochas too. The Brochas, because the Torah of Nel Chavir, is the Chelik, the Kondo, the Kima Mitzvah. So you have to have kavonas shemayu mashmiyah for the brachas and the parasha. A good night of Shabbos. Sudas puri misachem. We'll be at 3:30.